I invite you to analyze a current, voltage, power meter working normally with a Tuya ecosystem. Here, I'll test it with the manufacturer's app, analyze its MCU communication protocol with the Wi-Fi module, and then try to change its batch to OpenBeacon, which I'll configure accordingly for this purpose. But first, related topics. This device is based on Tuya MCU, i.e., inside there is separately a Wi-Fi module, here on BK7231N, and separately, an MCU that communicates with it via UART. I will not discuss the basics of the Tuya MCU here, as I have already cited them in these topics. Tuya MCU protocol, communication between microcontroller and Wi-Fi module. Tuya MCU analyzer UART packet decoder for Tuya devices. DPID detector, flashing guide, installation and configuration of Tuya MCU. Configure DPID for Home Assistant. I recommend reading these before reading the content below. Purchase. Kit contents. First impression. The whole set costs about £120, depends where you buy. Dimensions. Mounting. Specification. In practice, you get a box like this. Contents. This time I'm not uploading the firmware straight away, but I'll start by looking inside anyway. Interior of PJMGW1103. We remove the cover. Inside you can see BL0942 for energy measurement, but it is connected not to the Wi-Fi module, but to a nearby MCU, here STC381TSSOP20, 8G1K7. Platform designation, 202211PJCSO1, 1203/1103. Face-to-face view. You can see the free space after the relay. This product does not have a relay. It just performs the measurement. The Wi-Fi module here is CB2S. It is based on BK7231N, 7B21879. You can also see the KP3210SG module soldered transversely into the main PCB here. This means we have a non-isolated inverter here. Test with Tuya application. Intercepting Tuya MCU communications is discussed in the separate topic mentioned at the beginning. The whole process requires a high degree of care, as you cannot simply connect the UART from this device to our computer. There is then a risk of a short circuit. However, it is possible to use galvanic isolation for the UART. There are various modules available for purchase for this on the web. The process requires two USB to UART converters, as we are tapping both TX-RX and RX-TX, two lines. The whole thing is about performing operations in the Tuya application and watching what happens. So we start with the pairing. Thanks to Bluetooth, you don't even have to manually pair like in the days of ESP. The phone detects the new device by itself. We enter our Wi-Fi data, etc. Pairing. After all, we are greeted by a rather unusual and modest panel. Strangely enough, without a relay, the panel shows measurements of power, current, and voltage. But I don't need to post the communication here, as it has already been captured in a related topic. Uploading OpenBeacon. The UART1 port is used both for programming and for communication with the MCU, so the Wi-Fi module has to be soldered out. We solder the power supply, RX and TX, according to the instructions of our flasher. Flasher will not discover the configuration of this device, as it is based on Tuya MCU. We need to write an autoexec.bat, where we map the DPID from the Tuya MCU to the OBK channels. Searching for the DPID is mentioned in related topics, although here, I use Tuya MCU send query state, and more precisely, I manually sent the same package, UART send hex 55AA000800-7. From the above log, you can read out what DPIDs, data identifiers with types and values were sent to us by the MCU. That's how I know that DPID 18 has a value of 77, probably current, DPID 19, 177, power, and DPID 20 is 2403. Here we know in advance that voltage. Just need to select the multipliers and map this to the channels in the OBK. So I wrote a script. The above script creates three channels, power, current, and voltage, maps the DPID from the Tuya MCU to these channels. Additionally, forces a Wi-Fi state of 0x04, we simulate a connection to the cloud, and additionally periodically sends a state refresh request to provide us with the most recent measurements. Result: N.